I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. You guys are going to be blown away. I have Haydn, the co-founder of TestLoop. He is 17 years old, and he is today's LA Startup Spotlight. Hi, Haydn.
Hey, Esri.
Thanks for joining us and sharing your story. Okay, so go ahead and introduce yourself, your company, and your role.
So my name is Haydn Sonod. I'm 17 years old this year. And I guess to give a little brief introduction of how we originally came up with the idea, in around eighth grade, my dad was getting really involved with Tesla and Elon Musk and SpaceX and just the platform that Elon was bringing together with all of his companies and ideas. So I was naturally inclined to take kind of a leap of faith with his just blessing of the company. And I was really astounded by what they were doing. So I spent a lot of my time over 8th and 9th and a little bit of 10th grade just really researching into Tesla and everything they were bringing together. And after watching just a bunch of YouTube videos and reading a lot of articles and watching everything Elon had ever really recorded, I was just like, wow, this is the first company that's bringing autonomy into cars. They're making electric cars that are better than any other thing on the market. And then on top of all of that, their cars are computerized. So you're going to be able to remotely query these cars. There's just so many potential implications that are so different than any other car that we have right now. So from there, I originally had the idea to lease out a car because they had a happiness guarantee for 3 months where you could return the car, no questions asked. So I plan to lease the car and drive people back and forth between LA and Vegas on the weekends so I can make up for the lease payments and the insurance on the car. And then from there, I really just went out to the shareholders meeting, asked Elon a couple questions, got verification and everything I wanted to know, and instantly just set off to work. We got the car. We started with one person driving them back and forth between Vegas. And since then, it's really just grown into the leading sustainable city-to-city transportation system in Southern California. And we're soon going to be expanding to a lot of new places.
And one thing that you just mentioned is you got to ask Elon a bunch of questions. So many people are drooling with jealousy right now that you got to speak to Elon directly. What was that like for you? And what types of questions did you ask him?
Well, it was semi-directly. I went to the Tesla shareholders meeting and stood in the line where you're allowed to ask questions. And I had about 5 minutes of FaceTime with him. So it wasn't super personal, but I got a lot of things across. I was asking about just the future and the longevity of autopilot and the whole supercharging network and what it was going to be able to be used for in the future, because I wanted to make sure that if I really acted on this initial idea I had, he wouldn't just take away supercharging, which is at the core of the model.
I mean, I'm so impressed by you. When you came up with this idea, you were really looking to solve your own pain point. You were looking to make up for the money because you, like any other high schooler, wants a car, right?
Yes.
And so did you even think at that time that this was going to be a company? Did you think about creating a website? Like, when did all that kind of stuff come into play?
No, I really didn't think it would erupt into an actual company. When I first had the idea, I was just like, wow, there's a possibility that I could be driving around a Tesla on the weekdays for free. And when I heard free and Tesla, it was just like, yes, that's good. But unfortunately, still, I don't have a Tesla, because even if I did have the money that I got from the company to buy one, the only use I would put it in is in TestLoop. So I would never personally drive one for the next couple of years.
What role do you play within TestLoop?
So originally in the first 4 months when we were just putting everything into action, I played a pretty big role. I was really helping develop every just the little key aspects, figuring out a customer experience, getting it together, figuring out how we would get people in these cars, where we would go, why we would choose the routes we did. And then from there, I brought the idea into a team that was in the very midst of a new startup that my dad was leading. And after I was able to convince all of them about this new idea and kind of pivot their initial photography startup into TestLoop, it really just took off from there. We had 4 people working full time. We were all just putting in a lot of effort trying to get this into more than one car moving between LA and Vegas. And as of right now, we successfully have been doing that.
When was the company founded?
I initially had the idea in early May of 2015. I went to the Tesla shareholders meeting in late May of 2015, and then we got our car in June, and had our first test loop going between LA and Vegas July 6th.
And where did you have the funding initially when your dad's company pivoted into becoming Test Loop itself?
Which funding?
The funding in order to hire the four employees.
So the four employees were not taking salaries and still aren't originally. It actually was really not capital intensive to start this company because the real only cost we had besides Facebook ads and little operational costs was leasing the car. And it was only $7,500 down plus around $2,000 a month to buy this car because essentially we have a lease to buy set up through a third party distributor.
Right.
So after we had about $10,000 to start it up, there were no other initial costs until we got our seed round funding maybe later that year in like October.
And how has this experience been for you? I mean, you're new to the entrepreneur world. Has it been really engaging? It sounds like it's something you've been interested in since, you know, eighth grade. Or has it been a little bit overwhelming? Like, what has been the honest process for you?
I would say I've never actually been scared by anything. I've just thought of it all as a really exciting opportunity that I've been lucky enough to be placed into, where I have resources available that are allowing me to put this into action. Because initially, I never would have dreamed that Test Loop would become such the company that it is today, with so many people just giving ecstatic reviews about our service and saying how much we've helped them between their daily life. And that feels great. There's a lot of people that have really shown me support and just been super proud of what I've done. And I've been so grateful for all of those people. And then, of course, there's been some people that are skeptic of what I'm doing and who just disregard me because I'm a kid. And they think that just everything I say isn't true. They have their own mind of what's happening in the space that they're not even educated about. And that's fine. And I always think it's kind of fun to kind of talk to those people and just throw facts at them and kind of shut them up with the
intelligence.
Truth about what's
yeah.
happening. And
totally. What tasks do you contribute towards Tesla? Because I know you have a full-time schedule. Like, you're still a full-time student in high school. So it's a lot of responsibility. So how many hours do you contribute towards Test Loop a week or a month? And then what role do you play? Like, what tasks do you perform?
So over summers, I'm working full-time around 40, 45, 50 hours a week, kind of doing a lot of miscellaneous tasks. Like, it really depends because it's such a weird atmosphere of a startup where there's no set positions. No one's doing the same thing day over day and just robotically going through the functions. There's so many things that can happen, so many variables with Test Loop that
it's
hard to say exactly what I'm doing.
I mean, even your CEO still drives cars.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody does what they need to do to move the company forward.
Everyone takes their part and we all try to do as much as we can to help push it along in any way possible. When it's not summer and I'm in school, I take school as a full-time job. I put emphasis on that. So I'm really only available to Test Loop to do little pitches. I can talk to investors. I can do press events. I don't drive to the office too much down in Santa Monica during school because there's a lot of conflictions in my schedule with that.
Of course. It totally
But
makes
I do
sense.
Try to do as much remote work as I can, and I try to stay as involved as possible because I just think that all the little things that happen, even like customer comments on Facebook, are just fun to interact with and stay a part of everything.
Totally. I love it. And now your Test Loop is based in Santa Monica, but you mentioned earlier that you go to high school in Agora. Why did you guys choose Santa Monica as your headquarters?
So we originally chose to launch the service between Culver City and Las Vegas because we're based on the Tesla superchargers. So we go where the superchargers go. And the closest supercharger in LA is in Culver City at the Fox Hills Mall.
Some people may not know what a supercharger is.
So a Tesla supercharger is a currently free way of charging your Tesla that's about 5 times faster than any 30 amp or 60 amp charger that you could have in your house. So it really enables us to get a quick move around on these cars. So they're kind of always constantly in motion. We don't like to have the cars sit around. We don't have a storage unit for the cars. We try to move them as frequently as possible. And supercharging allows us to charge the cars quickly and then leave the supercharger so we can get to the destination.
Has you mentioned the superchargers in Culver City, which is a huge resource for your business. Have there been other resources within LA that have really helped push TestLoop forward and accelerating toward its growth?
This may not be the direct answer, but everyone on Facebook has really been helping us. And Facebook has played a giant role in growing TestLoop, because initially we based all of our advertisements on Facebook because that's what we found to work the best. So people all over Facebook in the LA, Palm Springs, and Las Vegas area have just been writing really positive things about TestLoop on our page, helping all of their friends kind of believe in what TestLoop is. It's not a scamming service like, you know, some people that see an ad for the first time might kind of assume.
Right.
So a lot of credibility has been given to us through Facebook and through other social media sites like Instagram and our Twitter. Just social media has really helped drive us to become what we are today.
100%. Are you the primary person on social, or does someone else help in that as well?
I was running the Facebook page for a while and directing what we were doing there. Recently, I haven't been doing so as much. Everyone has all of the information to all the accounts, so we can post whenever. I haven't been doing that as much recently because of school, but I still post a couple things every once in a while, and I always monitor things to make sure it's all just flowing good.
Totally. And I know you have a really busy schedule. I'm curious, have you ever been able to go to a tech event in LA? And if so, which one really stood out to you?
The one that stood out to me most, I can't remember the name right now, but it was at Cross Campus down in Santa Monica. It was an incubator where everyone at the end was giving pitches. And I just thought it was really inspiring to see all of the other LA tech companies and what they were introducing and how they were working with the environment of LA and just how all of their different ideas can be put together in the same area. That was really interesting to see that, you know, just because it's the same city doesn't mean that one idea can't be completely different from the other and still be successful.
Totally. And Cross Campus is a great co-working space based in Santa Monica, Pasadena, and downtown LA. They have a ton of awesome events. And if you had one ask of the community, something that you could do, we have thousands of people listening, so something that they can do to support you and your growth with TestLoop and moving it forward, what would that ask be?
Well, I think if anyone's ever going to Vegas or Palm Springs, it would definitely help to take a TestLoop there. I'm sure you'll love the experience just as much as we've all loved putting it together for you. So I don't think there's going to be any downside. It would also be really helpful if people could just spread the word and tell their friends and kind of explain what TestLoop is in case anyone is unclear of what it does. We're going to be expanding out of Southern California in the next couple months, but we're going to keep all of our LA-based routes, and we would just really love it if people could help traffic those cities.
Can you walk people through what it's like to be in a TestLoop experience? Like, if somebody wants to go on a weekend getaway to Vegas, which so many of us do, like, where do they make the reservation? What can they expect there? What kind of amenities does the car have? How long will the trip be? Like, how do they get back into the vehicle when they want to return home?
So to book your ticket, it's kind of like an airline or a bus line. You go on testloop.com on our web mobile site, and you can select your day, you select the time, you select the pickup point that you want. All of our pickup points are conveniently located along the highways, so you can either Uber to your pickup location or have someone drive you, or drive yourself. We try to make pickup spots that have lots of parking near them, so there's no parking issue. Like, you'll receive your confirmation email after you book, and then roughly 30 minutes before your trip, you'll be in touch with the TestLoop concierge, who will give you a link to when your car is going to be at the pickup point. You're going to get an ETA window, and you're going to get a little briefing from them of what TestLoop is. And then after meeting at the TestLoop pickup location, you'll get in the car with your trained pilot, who will take your bags and everything for you. So what we've really been trying to do is just create the best customer experience based on sustainable, eco-friendly companies and products. So we provide complimentary food and snacks that are healthier than like soda and chips would be. We have like Go Macro bars, coconut water, little fun amenities like towels. We have Kindles that have movies uploaded into them. We just try to make
your experience. You even have Kindles.
The Kindles in the future are going to be way more smart. We're going to be able to have your individual drop-off ETA on them. We're going to be able to have a map of the car, where it is currently, everything situated on the Kindle. But for right now, we still haven't developed that technology, so it only has a USB with movies on it and some TV shows and some reading for you. So then on our LA trip, you have to stop at Baustelle on the Supercharger for about 15 to 20 minutes where you can get some other food. There's outlets there. You can also go in our frunk. We have a cooler in the frunk, which is where we keep all of our... The frunk, if you don't know, is the front trunk on the Teslas. They don't have engines. So there's a big open space where the engine should be. You can go in there, kind of open it up, get all the food and drinks, get back to the test loop, and then it's going to drive you to wherever you want at the destination. In Vegas, all of our drop-off points are located along the strip to downtown Las Vegas. So we try to be as flexible as possible with dropping you off at your hotel or anywhere you need to be.
Approximately how much would something like that be?
So LA to Palm Springs varies between $39 and $79 one way per person. And that's just dependent on the day of the week. Of course, Friday going to Palm Springs, Sunday coming back are the most expensive. Weekdays are the least. And same goes for Vegas, ranging between $79 and $129.
Amazing. Amazing. Haydn, you've been incredible. I know that we've been trying to make this interview happen for a while, so I'm so just stoked that I was able to hear your story myself and share your story with everyone else. Thank you so much for being on the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Yeah, it's been great. Thanks so much for having me, and I hope we can do another soon in the future.
100%. How can people stay in touch with you?
The best way to get in touch with me is just email me at haydn@testloop.com. That's Haydn at Tesloop, TESLOOP.com.
And one last thing I think I actually want to throw in there is, are there any suggestions you would give other aspiring young entrepreneurs to push forward and make their dreams a reality?
Yeah, the one thing that's always helped me follow through with everything I've wanted to do is just processing things one step at a time. You can't get overwhelmed by the fact that maybe you need something huge done in 3 months from now, because really just look at it day by day, do what needs to be done, and in 3 months it'll all come together.
I am so just elated to be able to meet people like Haydn and have him share your story. So those of you that are younger or older both have like that kind of perspective shift to really just take an entrepreneurial seriously, because what they should be kind of like quote unquote judged on is conviction, passion, dedication, work ethic, loyalty, like the things that matter no matter the number. If you guys want to connect further with this incredible LA Tech community, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. We have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in there looking to support one another with collaborating on programming questions, how to find a co-founder, what events to go to, just how to accelerate your LA Tech company. Or if you want to do something a little bit more offline, we have super cool experiences like horseback riding, clay pigeon shooting, wine and paint nights, all with people in the LA Tech community. You just go to wearelatech.com/club. That's wearelatech.com/club. I'll see you guys, hear you guys, talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye. Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.